Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, and boy, I have some great stuff today. Guests coming up a little bit later. Thanks to Scott Jennings. He put yesterday's interview in his big podcast, Flyover Country. He raises chickens. I didn't know that yesterday. We would have asked. But we got a big moment going on here. Two of them. One, Rowan University became the second university to now say they're ridding themselves of DEI, what we know as DEI. I'm going to be an inside story tomorrow, Channel 6, you'll see at 11:30 on Sunday, and I know DEI is going to be one of the topics. Exactly what is that? I have from Rowan some of the things that go on college campuses that they ban now, specifics, and say should be banned. The devil's in the details. I have the details. I have the receipts. But I want to start with Gavin Newsom. And I just want to caution people, whether it's Gavin Newsom or Fetterman, why in the world is the response on Twitter and among people when they do something that is to our advantage? And I'll explain how it's to our advantage. We say, well, what about this? What about it's not about them. Stop thinking that way, please. It's about winning. Big news today in his podcast. He had influencer Charlie Kirk, and I'll play it for you in a second, and I'll tell you the repercussions of this. Newsom, who's obviously been running for president. Remember way back when we were in another building, couple of buildings ago now. That's right, two buildings. And I had Gavin Newsom in studio. It was a rainy, cold February morning. He just had a book. I don't know how they booked him at all. And he looked like he stepped out of a sunset in California. You know what I mean? The slight tan, the way the shirt was folded effortlessly. He's about 6'4", legit. You know, I didn't have lifts that day. What could I do? I didn't know it would be that bad. Anyhow, Gavin Newsom had Charlie Kirk, the influencer, Trump whisperer, as one of his first podcast interviews, and he apparently likes Kirk, and they were talking about trans, particularly athletes. Now, a little background, Newsom signed a bill relatively recently that says, no, we're not going to notify a parent if their kid is saying, I don't want to be known as Hank, I want to be known as Henrietta, or X, or whatever, Z, in school. You're not to be notified of what this seems to be a startling change. It's a civil right not to be notified, apparently. So, you know, that's his track record. We get that. That is his track record. That's what he's about. So then why is it a big deal that he's saying, I'm a sports fan. This is complete unfairness in sports. Might be a bigger lie. If I get him back on, we have to test the sports knowledge. I'll line Henry up here.
No shot. He knows
yeah,
ball.
Yeah. I don't see it at all. You know, and he's usually pretty good on his feet, but he's not getting away with this one. We'll know some insightful questions. Okay. It's big because this is setting off turmoil inside the Democrat Party. Now we have a major candidate, one of the top three or four, 2028 for their presidential nomination, saying, of course, this is unfair. And it just brings me back to the guy, the chameleon himself. Where does this weasel go now? Josh Shapiro. As soon as you hear him say, folks, that's when you know he's getting antsy now. You know, and he said that the trans women, call them what you will, the gender fluid, they're women. What's the big deal? Move on. I love sports. Where does he go now? I'm waiting for any kind of statement within 24 hours because this is surprising him. What it also does is it sets them in motion against each other inside the Democrat Party, which is always a good thing, fighting. And it's indicative that Newsom, way before the next presidential race, gets it. It's 80-20, maybe 90-20. You can't win on this. Now, does that mean they're all going to change? No, even better. We don't want them all to change. We want civil war on this. So, same time when Fetterman breaks ranks occasionally, look, I know he voted against the Fairness and Women in Sports and all that act in the Senate. We know all this. Stop trying to tell us something you think is new while they're just lying. Of course we know that. That's not the point. Here is Newsom on the podcast. By the way, he also said it's insane to defund the police. He said that Black Lives Matter is certainly a lot of corruption there. And he also talked about, what was the other one? The sports world, I think I have another one here in a second, that was, you know, articles of faith on the Democrat side. Now, he's going to say anything as we ramp up towards the next presidential race, or as he challenges President Trump, they try to Trump-proof California. That's not the point. It's at this issue, and they know it, the smarter ones. The others keep on saying, why do you continue to talk about this? There's a lot of reasons. One, it's unfair to women. Two, it's a hell of a political issue. Not only is it 80-20, we talked about this with Scott Jennings yesterday. There are any number of people that are sort of apolitical. They don't follow it like you might. When they hear that the other side is hell-bent to line up on this to distort female sports, they go, all right, now I'm getting political. What do you mean they're doing this? I know it's hard to believe. African-American males is a demographic during the last election, Latino males. They were two groups. When they heard, that's why the Trump people spent $40 million on this. I would have told them, spend a half a billion. Kamala Harris couldn't get out on this. It drives it. It says, man, you are a rat. What kind of judgment do you have if you are going to say that women can't just play against women? All right, so here's what Gavin Newsom said in his new podcast. I don't know if it's called Newsom or whatever. Here's what he said.
It's like you right now should come out and be like, you know what? The young man who's about to win the state championship in the long jump in female sports, that shouldn't happen. You as the governor should step out and say no.
No, and I appreciate.
But like, would you do something like that? Would you say no men in female sports?
Well, I think it's an issue of fairness. I completely agree with you on that.
Oh,
so that's
God.
Easy to call out, the unfairness of that. There's also a humility and a grace, you know, that these poor people are more likely to commit suicide, have anxiety and depression. And the way that people talk down to vulnerable communities is an issue that I have a hard time with as well. So both things I can hold in my hand. How can we address this issue with the kind of decency that I think, you know, is inherent in you, but not always expressed?
Okay. All right. So you get the point, the little pivot there. Come on. He's a big time politician. There's pivoting back and forth. When I saw this morning, I said, wow, I cannot believe it. First of all, it's a lie. I agree with Henry. This guy doesn't know sports. And oh, he's intense, the fairness in sports and the competition. He doesn't seem to attend a lot of sporting events. That's another problem with Democrats. All right. They don't know sports. They don't identify with it. They end up spelling Eagles wrong and all kinds of crazy things. Because they really don't care about it. And I think you're suspect if you don't care about sports. Too important. If you don't, I don't know what makes you tick. Oh, my God. Come on. We're talking about real thing. Nah, sports is a real thing. It's that important. But anyhow, your reaction to this with Newsom. And then it leads to what does Shapiro say? I'm waiting with bated breath to see what he tweets, where he goes on this. Does he attack him and start to say, you know, and he covered his flank there, Newsom, by saying, well, you know, we should treat them with decency. There are problems there. Everybody agrees with that. We're saying, though, no, you're not getting away with this anymore. I haven't seen reaction of Kamala Harris and the others. It might take a little while for them to react. And it will be very interesting to see how Republicans act. I think they ought to say, welcome. Welcome to reality, Governor. We know you're running for president, too. You can say all that. But you don't have to say, well, we don't believe him. I don't care about that. It's about winning. It's not about Newsom or Fetterman and they flip-flop it. No, no. It's about this issue and the other issue, the border. These two things are indicative about winning. And Trump the other night used the border theme, the narrative throughout very, very effectively, including the line of the night. We didn't need a comprehensive bill. We just needed a different president. These are exactly the things to be talking about in the midterms. Exactly. They drive voting. They're a shorthand to people to say who the good guys are and who the good guys are, the bad guys are, so to speak. By the way, the Democrats, when crazy Al Green got censured today, are singing en masse, "We Shall Overcome." Trump said maybe Al Green would like to take an IQ test. That's always in the playbook. By the way, the other story on the tariffs, I don't know if I would call it backpedaling on this, but Trump is reassessing and a lot of the items with Mexico that are covered over the big trade deal that President Trump signed in his first term will not be tariffed until April 2nd. So you see there's a lot of zigging and zagging going back and forth with this. All right, I think we have a great side question today. We're going to have Peyton McNabb at 1:30. She's a young woman who was smashed in the face with a volleyball that was in the president's box the other night that we've been talking about. But I want your reaction to this. Do you get my play on this? It's not about Fetterman. It's not about Newsom. It's about what this indicates and what it indicates this far in advance. A guy in California, this radical, as I told you, he signed the bill. You can't notify parents if the kid wants to be called a different gender. I mean, that's un-American to me. I mean, that's way over the line. But on this, politically, he has to yield. We're winning. Well, I still have to complain here, don't I? No. Salute it. Welcome, Governor. Tell us more. Continue to say stuff like this. Now, are people going to buy him on this? No, not necessarily. What he's trying to do is limit the damage, though. And he's trying to differentiate himself, he and his advisors, from other Democrats like, oh, I don't know, Josh Shapiro. Okay. So the side question today, is it today? Remember the Alamo Day? That was the thing?
Correct,
Henry?
Yes.
Yeah. And if you ever have a chance, it is tremendous. It is in the top 10 for me of American landmarks. I did see the Alamo. I had a speech in San Antonio, of all places. Ro went with me. The Riverwalk, boy, they do it right if you've been to San Antonio. And the Alamo, though, how they defended this, it is tiny. I mean, very tiny. And to have like 7,000 to 10,000 troops attacking you and you're inside like your cabin, so to speak, is pretty difficult. I guess they could defend it effectively. There's not a lot of ground to defend. I mean, I'm looking at the length of our studios here. It's about that long.
Really?
Yeah. And the width might be, well, it depends. I don't know how original or if they raise some of it. It might be 60 feet wide, something like that. You know, not much at all.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of the remnants of it. And you get to walk inside certain parts of the inner parts, but very small landmark. And it still looks in pretty good shape, as I imagine it was. And it's hard to believe it's right there in modern downtown San Antonio along the Riverwalk. So we're looking, Sam Houston. We had Brian Kilmeade on, wrote a book about Sam Houston mainly. These figures, don't think it has to be just political figures. But somebody we wanted to get, like Sam Houston, who is, even if he's talked about, you know, whatever he did, it's kind of underplayed, or sometimes not at all. Now, Dan, by the way, our prayers, Dan, Maisie, and the family. Dan may be with us a little bit longer. You heard Dawn talking about that, Maisie's mom, undergoing surgery. So we'll get an update from Dan when he gets in. Suggested that I would say Benjamin Rush, just because I played Benjamin Rush once. who went to downtown Philadelphia. I had to walk to downtown Philadelphia near the water and reenact saying to the British who were going to bring tea in here, the taxation thing and all, they were going to tar and feather them. 8,000 people, which was a lot of the population, were waiting with tars and feathers to go after them. So I would say Benjamin Rush. He also founded the first insane asylum. I think that's a big thing on your resume. Yeah. So how about yours, Henry?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a Hungarian physician named Ignaz Semmelweis. He is the guy that figured out, you know what? Doctors should be washing their hands when they go from cadavers to delivering babies to surgery.
Yeah.
He was the guy that's like, hey, wait a minute. I think there might be germs on your hands. So that's a guy that no one talks about, but he figured out, hey, let's wash our hands.
I didn't know who came up with that. You would think it'd be a given, but not. No. I mean, they used to bloodlet people, let the bad stuff out.
Yeah, literally.
Bleed them. Just bleed them. Yeah. Wow. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. So somebody, some figure, and maybe we know, got some credit, but maybe you think deserves even more credit. Or we don't seem to give much credit at all. That's what we're looking for. The breaking news, though, Trump suspending Mexico tariffs, essentially, until April 2nd. We'll see if that calms the markets down, what the play is, going back and forth with it. But this Newsom thing is big news. Try not to look at it. Newsom, Fetterman, they're just playing a game. All right. Why are they playing with this? Kamala Harris could not play with it during the election. Do I think Harris would have won the election if she was able to renounce and get out of this? Still probably not when you look at, you know, the seven swing states and the popular vote. But this, it was genius. The people in the Trump campaign, they seized on this. $40 million in advertising just on this. And the reason is people are not going to abide this stuff. How many issues can we name that are 75-25, 80-20, something like that? This is one of the biggest, and it moves people that are apolitical. Newsom today has really set a fire off inside the Democrat Party because now they're going to have to react. I want to see what Josh Shapiro does now. Where does he go with this? Where could he go? My prediction is he's going to let it settle for a while to see what the reaction is to Newsom. He'll try to have some people that want to get aboard his train, Savage Newsom. And then we'll hear him still come back to, he'll come back to, oh no, he's solidly with the trans part of this. I don't think he'll shift from it in the end. 855-839-1210. You get on board, jump in right now on Talk Radio 1210. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. That's where you get on board. Reading a little bit more of this whole thing with Gavin Newsom that we let off talking about. He went back and he took a look at, he mentioned Kamala Harris on his podcast, and he said that the Trump campaign was unrelenting. She didn't even react to it, which is even more devastating, suggesting upwards of 90% of Americans disagreed with her position. Then you had the video of Harris as a validator. Brutal. It was a great ad, meaning the Trump ad. Yes, I would have run it three or four times more. Spend $100 million, spend $200 million. Don't talk about anything else. You're going to win on this. It's a killer. So that's why this guy, way ahead of the curve, is trying to spin his way out of it. Now, he also asked conservatives for advice for Democrats, and Kirk said, get better ideas. Here's what you could have told him. And you don't have to say it. If you were sitting in the studio, Henry, I would say to him, well, how about standing when a 13-year-old boy with brain cancer gets made a Secret Service agent? How about standing and applauding?
That seems like a good idea.
Yeah, Newsom would say, yeah, what the hell is wrong with these people? Now they have a cringe video out. Maybe we should put this up on YouTube. It's on Twitter, where they're all taking fighting stances. Oh, they're going to be fighters for you. These female Democrats, some of them have wings on, they're flying around. They're engaged in that. not going to win with cringe. They're not going to win by doing what they did. Choose Your Fighter video, it's called. Jasmine Crockett, of course, in there. By the way, I've seen today that Jasmine Crockett apparently went to a high school where it was $35,000 a year. And then she went to a college where it was $55,000 a year. And this is a little while at Rhodes. So she's apparently from an affluent family. Why posing as if she's from, you know, somewhere where, because everybody has a life story. My South Philly one, mm-hmm. but I can't say it was, oh man, it was middle class, but it's still South Philly. You're not taking, that's why they tried to take away J.D. Vance's story of hillbilly elegy. His story's true. He suffered. I mean, that is a bad mix there of what happened to the people that came from the South and went to places making cars in Ohio, and his mother was an example. You can't take hillbilly elegy away from the guy. People like a great story. Jasmine Crockett is posing, you know, and these Democrat women, though, Choose Your Fighter video are just, it's one false step after another. So it's fine to get enraged by it, but then come back to reality that what they're doing is they're helping. They're helping move the ball forward. The American people are not going to move with this. They're not going to bond with this. They're not going to be part of it. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push #1210. So hit us with that figure. Henry had a great one that was sort of not given as much credit as you think they deserve, or maybe almost none at all. It could be in any walk of life, anything that you want. Get your name in the hat today. We had great stuff yesterday, particularly the Italian. That was Tuesday. The family is a winning answer. So Newsom really breaking through. Now, what I want to do next, coming up, Rowan University has said now, Penn State is still studying the matter. Studying what? They told you about DEI. How long ago did we sign that executive order? It was the first day, right? What are you studying? Penn got it. They scrubbed, at least on the surface, their school of DEI. Now, I know in the crevices and stuff they're doing, but they're publicly moving away from this. So Rowan University, which is seemingly to me been pretty liberal, to put it mildly, they're moving away from it. And coming up, I'll give you what they put out. Outlining, I like what they did. They just didn't say in general. They outlined activities at many colleges, maybe some workplaces, maybe you've been through something like this, have been doing in the name of DEI. You know, it's not just saying it. It's then what do you do to enforce that? What do you do to indoctrinate that? And I commend Rowan by putting out, it's a whole laundry list of things that they think now would be problematic, would be out of bounds, could lose you funding. Why are the other schools not doing this? Why is Philadelphia? Because they're bold. Somehow or another, Republicans are going to have to take away the money. You take away the money, say, of 10 schools, high school through college, cities, sanctuary cities. You take away $50, $100 million from them. And then you're going to see more compliance. By the way, I think it's at 2:00 today. President Trump is signing executive orders. And we're being told that one of them will be on disbanding, essentially, the Department of Education. Long on the list. Why do we need this? Correct. But you can't get rid of it completely. Congress would have to do that. Now, what is it that is a plus for the Department of Education? Well, already the Inquirer and every other liberal outfit out there saying this is going to take away, they go to Widener School for the Disabled over on over near LaSalle, over in Albany. And they're starting to show the kids and say there'll be cutbacks, the disabled, they won't have schools. Like, not true. What they're trying to take away with the Department of Education is it's the vehicle. It's like the mob knocking on your door. That's a nice school district you have. You wouldn't want to lose it, right? Better to be safe. Frank Nitti showing up. It's all in one stop that they can threaten people with all kinds of violations of whatever the progressives want to chill speech to get people in line. The money, as far as kids with disabilities and things of that nature, programs that are popular, that money will still flow, even though it's going to be audited more tightly. The student loan nonsense is not going to flow. And they are going to curtail a lot of this. But think of it as a vehicle, all in one place, to be on top of schools, principally, and indoctrinate and enforce. You know, Congress passes an act, the school says, well, we're looking at it and all that. Suddenly you get a knock on the door from your friendly mob, the Department of Education, of what's going to happen to you, how they're monitoring you. They'll put you on a list. They'll let people know all those things. That's essentially the real world impact of what Trump's going to do today at 2 o'clock. It's a victory. You're not getting rid of it completely. Again, anything that I read thinks that Congress has to do that. Now, whether they will or not, but this is really going to cripple what this outfit is about. And Linda McMahon wrote a memo recently talking about our final mission, like they're going to be on a bomb run or something here. And the final mission is to get rid of the Department of Education. So coming up, I will give you what Rowan put out. And when you hear some of these activities, to me, this is what we object to with DEI. Well, I object to the equity part. What we object to with DEI. You know, the other side wants to say, what's the matter with you people? They're boycotting Target now. I mean, it might be a good time for a boycott. Ro and I shop at Target a good bit. Maybe once more, you would do it over the next month or 40 days since they want to try to show they're bringing it to its knees. Doesn't seem to be working as far as I know. But if Target showed more of a profit than they usually do, that would be another slap in the face. All right, so coming up, Rowan actually lists for their faculty and students, here are activities that have been going on, maybe at Rowan, other college campuses that would be out of bounds with the removal of DEI. Let me just give you an example. If you have certain presentations and you're segregating them for race and discussions, well, right there, what the hell is college supposed to be about? What do you mean show up only if you're Black or Latino? Yeah, well, that's DEI. Yeah, that's exactly a problem, particularly at a college level. Are you serious? So-called affinity groups. You go off in your own group. Well, I'm biracial. Oh, you have to be in two groups, I guess. But don't be too long. You have to split your time between them. We'll be watching. All right, see if you were in college or in the workplace, if you had to do some of these things. I'll give them to you next and hit us at 855-839-1210. Let's talk first, though. If you're looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age, it's time to try Rescue Orazine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure, overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners, you can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orazine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter the code MYENERGY at checkout. So don't miss out. This exclusive offer will not last long. Just go to the reliable always, res-q.com. Use that code MYENERGY, that's MYENERGY, to grab some Rescue Orazine with the buy one, get one free saving. Stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements. All right, Dom Giordano show, that underrated or completely overlooked person in any field. That's what we're looking for today. Like Sam Houston, remember the Alamo. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in with that. Henry has this cringeworthy, what kind of fighter do you want me to be? We'll play that here in a second. YouTube watch, you can see it right there. And my God, it's hard to believe Democrats choose your fighter clip. But I wanted to give you what I think is a nugget. I mentioned Rowan. They're going to comply now with the executive order and what's going on with Trump banning DEI. Here's some of the activities they say are examples of things to not be doing, indicating they may have been doing it, or a lot of colleges or workplaces do it. Requiring students to participate in privilege walks. Yeah, I might think that's that. Go to hell. Go to straight to hell with this stuff.
What is a privilege walk?
Well, in a privilege walk, I think you walk at a certain pace. Well, Google the
whole thing. Yeah, I'm going to have to Google this.
Well, it's based upon your privilege. You get to walk in certain ways or see things. You walk at the end of the line, I think, in whatever you're doing. That's essentially it. Segregating them by race for presentations and discussions with guest speakers. Pressuring them to participate in protests or take certain positions on racially charged issues. Investigating or sanctioning them for dissenting on racially charged issues through DEI or similar university offices. Mandating courses that you have to take because of DEI. Orientation programs or trainings that are designed to emphasize and focus on racial stereotypes. And assigning them coursework that requires them to identify by race and then complete tasks that are differentiated by race.
Oh.
Now, all this stuff clearly is out of bounds on all levels with all people, or should be, you would think. Okay? But good for Rowan exactly taking. Now, I don't know that they got this from the Trump people. They seem to be taking a look at their own, and good for them, of some things by reading the guidelines that would be exactly what we're talking about with DEI and why it's so onerous and so ridiculous. It's not, and again, it's not about diversity. It's not about the issue of we're inclusive. Well, usually, by law, you have to be inclusive. It's about the equity part, privilege walks, equity, equal outcomes. The other stuff to me is a civil rights violation. What do you mean you have a speaker and only X can go and listen to that speaker, or only X have to go and listen to that speaker? 855-839-1210. So good job by Rowan, I think, here. And actually not just saying we're complying and then pretending. They're actually saying these are the things to avoid, among other things. Now, I'm not sure if Penn has done that. And you're starting to see increasing numbers of colleges that are complying with this. The others are saying, like Penn State, just come on. Hey, Republicans in Harrisburg, can you put some pressure on Penn State? I know you want to sit on the 50-yard line. My God. You know, how much do they get away? They're still studying. What are they studying? The guidelines tell you what to do. The guidelines tell you to stop it. And Penn State's been engaged in this as much or more than all but the really outlandish schools. This is what they do. They pose with the football team, and then it's a liberal bastion doing these things. We've known that over the years. Just comply with it and tell your students, faculty, donors, what you have to avoid, and why you're complying with this. Just like Rowan. This is a model. Rowan, good for you. Gold star today. I'm serious. They're taking all this stuff, and they're saying these are the things, by and large, that it boils down to, or things like this. Don't do them. Why do they do them to start with? Well, you know how we've gotten into this. And that's why they're so resistant. All right, youtube.com/1210WPHT.
Nailed it.
You can take a you can take a look at this Choose Your Fighter clip for YouTube. Is there any sound with it, Henry?
Yeah. So it'll be the Choose Your Fighter originates with the game Super Smash Bros. Melee, which came out in 2001. When you open up the loading screen to choose your character, it'll say, choose your character.
Okay.
And yeah, that's where they got this audio from. So without further ado, YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Let's take a watch.
Now, Jasmine Crockett is one. I'm not sure if I recognize. Nancy Pelosi's not in this for some reason. Dean of Decency's not in it that I saw. I'm not sure if all those congressmen.
I don't know like any of these people. AOC and Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah. And Jasmine Crockett is a bigger star member. I don't think AOC, well, she's the head of the posse, the JV team. But Jasmine Crockett is more the face of the Democrat Party at this point than AOC is. It must be the false eyelashes. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us with this figure now. Could be any walk of life, any sport, anything else. Hit us with the figure that you think is kind of underrated or maybe never rated at all. In honor of Sam Houston, the Alamo, and things that when it really inspired the country. Remember, the Alamo is among our top 10 inspirational quotes. Also, Rowan, have you experienced things like this, or have your kids at the high school level? Certainly colleges were doing this. Got to understand, this is big stuff. Rowan's in Jersey. By the way, I'm looking at the polling for the Democrat nomination for governor. And the leading figure is the mayor of Newark. My God, this guy is way out there, more than you can imagine. And I'm looking at in the polling that was out late yesterday on this, 46% of people in the poll that are Democrats said they were liberal, 32% said progressive, and 11% said they're socialist. Usually don't get that in a poll, that high of a number. By the way, a little beef to settle. In previous years, I think we did it for a couple of years. Matt Rooney, Rich, Harry Hurley, the voice of the Jersey Shore, and I were invited to the Republican, I'm not sure if it's annual or not, big gathering, Republican Party, at a casino. Was it Harris many times? I think. At the Shore. And I went, bro loved it. We went down there. We went to Andre's, the whole thing. And what we were supposed to do is give them ideas and debate a little bit back and forth. And that's for pretty big time talk show hosts, giving you knowledge on what you should do to reach voters more, what our listeners are saying in Jersey and otherwise. Well, last year we were disinvited. And I've been told that we're not going to be invited back this year. So, I'd love to have the, and it's hard to know exactly who's making that decision. My sense is maybe they think they have the governor's race all sewn up and they don't need any of these radical talk show hosts throwing stuff around. Not only that, I don't see Scott Presler's name on the invited guest. He would be anathema, I guess. And if there's one guy you want there to juice up the crowd, energize, get people out there registering voters, it would be Scott Presler. So maybe they didn't get the memo that Trump did really well. Van Drew does really well in New Jersey. Now, I'm not saying that they have to adapt everything Rich and I would say in these things. You know, we're having some fun with it. Talk radio is provocative, entertaining too. But I think there's a lot of wisdom here. People, what I was going to say is pump a lot of money. And I'm a little disappointed. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell you what I'm honest. We had these great people on from Doge. Look, I know they have day jobs. They're assembly people. But I thought by now, that was weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
They would have said, all right, Dom, here's our top three candidates that are wild. Which one do you and your listeners think? We say these in New Jersey, the spending, like the Rutgers football team, the $420,000 on DoorDash.
A lot of lobster dinners.
Yeah. I mean, and one guy ordering from Florida and then another state in the same day. People take with the torches and go out there. This is job one. Aren't you getting the plan? I'm not saying Elon Musk is wildly popular. I think that's delusional if you think he's wildly popular, but Doge is. It definitely is. Now, he met with Republicans yesterday, some insight. I'm going to be on Newsmax today at 3:50 talking about that. And they gave him some things that would help them. Rand Paul gave him some things to take a look at based upon what he's done over the years. That's all good. But Doge is really popular. And I can't imagine in Jersey, the arrogance, the excess has to be amazing. So I want to see that become the type of thing that ought to be front and center here. Don't go around just talking vague stuff. I'll lower your property taxes. Tell people. When Trump read that the other night, you and I may have heard those things over the years, but it still was entertaining, interesting, all these excesses. There's a lot of people that never heard that stuff before. And in Jersey, they sense these tax dollars are not well spent. All you need is one or two of them, though, that just become the rallying cry, like the Alamo. So I do hope they'll take that advice. That's one of the things I was going to talk about. But hey, they don't want us. Okay. Still going to push as hard as we can, job one, to win the governor's race. I mean, that's what it's all about. But I don't think you're going to win it just by playing small ball here and driving people to think that Jersey can't be turned around. It's got to be a little bit more. Look, I get the sensitivity. Jersey is not Texas or something like that. We get it. Why did Trump do so well this time around, though? Why did he scare them in so many places? Shouldn't there be some lessons there to kind of calibrate where you go with this? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Hey, let's face it. Most people fear the dentist. It's a real thing called dentophobia. Well, now Dr. Bentz knows this, and I've seen him over the years how he treats fearful patients. One patient came in with a full-on anxiety attack, tears, everything else. Dr. Bentz and his great staff work with her every step of the way, doing whatever it took, every appointment to make her feel comfortable, give her the space she needed, slowly show her a positive, comfortable, and safe experience. Now, after a few months, comfortable, confident, and a patient like normal. I've seen this myself. I've told you my experience as a patient with Dr. Bentz. I get great care. I've thought about my own care, home care with it, the water pick and everything else, and have adopted all this. You will too. So if you want great dental care, and maybe if you have a little bit of a problem with it now, this is a reassuring place to go. Call Dr. Bentz, 610-272-6949. Make that appointment today. Take care of that dental work you've been putting off. Finally, get the smile that you've always wanted. It's all there. Call 610-272-6949. It's the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Give us that figure. You heard Henry's, the guy who said, wash your hands in the medical field. Sam Houston doesn't get enough of the Alamo. Remember the Alamo Day. Somebody underrated and or maybe completely ignored. Let me go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan. It's good to talk to you guys today. I was thinking about what Nicole Wallace said about the tribute to that kid who was named a Secret Service agent. And it was despicable, as we would anticipate. But she said, and six people committed suicide. Now, the actual number is four. But I'm thinking cops were under serious attack during the riots of 2020. Molotov cocktails, right. Bricks, M80s. They've been under attack from the left ever since, risking losing their jobs, getting fired, not knowing what to do on the street. And you never had any situation where cops started offing themselves. But here you have a situation where the narrative is controlled by the left, and three cops get paid off, and four commit suicide, and none of these so-called journalists on the left have even done one investigation to that. Where are all the investigative reporters that they have every time a Republican's in office?
Well, you know, that is a good point. And look, you know, I'm very supportive of law enforcement, and we've had on that Stephen Sun, the head of the cops there and all that. But you're right. It's interesting. Why in that circumstance? What was the dynamic that drove that?
Well, we all have our suspicions, but I don't want to speculate about things like that on the air. But I just wanted to comment that they're not only disgusting, they're evil, Dom. I mean, I know you don't like to associate big final words like that to people, but they are evil. They
well,
are the epitome of evil.
Nicole Wallace, I would. You know, I do it case by case.
You'll make an exception, huh?
Well, there are others. That's one, though. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
For my side answer, I'm going to go way out of the box, Tom.
Okay.
The field is inventing, and the person in question is an actress named Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, yeah.
Sure you've heard of her.
Oh, sure.
She was born in Austria in 1914, died in 2000. But a lot of people don't realize she's known as the mother of Wi-Fi. And what I mean by that is during World War II, she suggested to the Allied powers that they use radio-guided ordnance because it would make it more accurate. And the people in charge of the military says, we have that technology. The problem is it's very easy for the enemy to jam, which would make the ordnance useless. So she got together with a piano player named George Antheil and came up with a spread system where the signal guiding the ordnance would hop from frequency to frequency so that the enemy couldn't jam it. They used 88 frequencies because that's how many keys are on a piano. This is fascinating stuff. She never got credit for this that I ever heard of. I didn't even know about this. But Hedy Lamarr is known as the mother of Wi-Fi. How many people would assume that? You
that
know?
Is great stuff. All right, you're making a high bar, high standard right there.
Beat that.
The piano guy coming in. 88. There we go. That's what we're looking for. Have a little bit of fun with that. Could be fun. That is real good. I knew about Hedy Lamarr, but not quite that. All right. We know about Riley Gaines, but how about Peyton McNabb, who was honored the other night by President Trump? She's next. What did she think of the Democrats in that room not standing for a young woman who was traumatized by a guy smashing a volleyball at her? All right, all that's next here. Big 1 o'clock hour, Hank on Sports 2 on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210.